The marches are aimed at influencing the U.S. Senate, which may soon resume its debate on an immigration reform plan. Milwaukee County Supervisor Peggy West was the first Latina elected to the Milwaukee County Board. She says she hopes the Senate bill is a pathway, not a punishment.
What should be in there is a pathway for people to get citizenship, to reunite families, and to make sure that workers that are here aren't being exploited and are being given the same opportunities as other people.
To make a point about the growing economic clout of immigrants, some are also asking various immigrants to buy nothing today. Christine Newman-Ortiz of the group Voces de la Frontera says even many undocumented workers are full partners in the U.S. economy.
People do contribute as workers, but they also contribute as consumers. It's a big part of the American economy, the state economy, and it's a way that we contribute to the tax base. We create jobs that way.
But even if the Senate passes an immigration bill, it would have to be reconciled with a House version authored by Wisconsin Congressmember James Sensenbrenner. The already passed House bill calls for a longer fence along the U.S.-Mexican border. It could also lead to the deportation of more illegal immigrants and target employers that hire the undocumented. Sensenbrenner says he wants employer sanctions enforced.
We end up having a huge underground economy because it's always cheaper to hire an illegal immigrant than to hire a citizen or a legal immigrant who's got work authorization.
Sensenbrenner says he knows the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is not happy with his stance, but he says he's not budging on his immigration plan, no matter how many marches are held. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.